This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Barack Obama is campaigning. He loves this. He, the only thing Barack Obama's ever done well in his life is he's campaigned. He's an amazing campaigner. And what's interesting about it is he's a conniving campaigner. Barack Obama can't win by the rules. But the thing about politics is there are no rules. That's why he loves it. He doesn't have to go on his record. He doesn't have to go on. In the real world, you don't use your race as a crutch. I mean, not if you're an accomplished person. You'll never hear Donald Trump talk about race in the sense. If things were reversed, Donald Trump would be a billionaire black guy, billionaire Asian, billionaire Mexican. It wouldn't matter. Race would not be in any way, shape, or fashion. It would just be, my name is Donald Trump. But it wouldn't matter. He's a successful dude because he understands success. I will tell you, the idea of making young black men, strengthening their minds, is a scary thought to the left. It really is. And here's what's sad about it. I want you to think about an America where the people that are up and coming and run this country are fearless. I'm going to do a special on this. I haven't figured out how I'm going to do it, but I want to talk about how fearlessly beautiful the black community is. Think about the black community. And for the record, folks, I'm not ranking them any higher than anybody else. This is a circumstantial thing. But I want you to think about what's come out of the black community, okay? So go with me for a second. To go home in a black community, you have to put yourself in harm's way. You don't know where it's going to come from. You don't know if it'll be a stray bullet from a gang war. You don't know if you're walking down the street and some gang initiation ritual says shoot that guy. You don't know if you're walking down the street and somebody's just going to rob you or kill you or rape you. We commit an amazing amount of crime in the black community. It's just the truth. So just to be in the black community, you have to have a level of fearlessness that the white kids in the suburbs can't even relate to remotely. Most of them can't. The only ones who can relate are the ones who a crime has been committed against. But other than that, they're anecdotal in what's happening in the city. I mean, I want you to think about a 13-year-old kid whose buddies deal drugs, have guns on them at any given time, have probably been in multiple fist fights. And I don't know, I could go on. I could tell you things about the black community that would shock you. Young girls who have watched their mothers beaten, they've watched their dads get killed, they've watched their brothers go to prison, and I could just go on and on. And so I'm just saying, I want you to think about the mentality it takes just to exist in many of these communities. Then I want you to think about the kids who find themselves having to do things that they don't want to do. There are kids who are raising their parents. Think about that. There are young men who go out, young boys who go out, and in order for their families to survive, they have to go deal drugs or steal or do something criminal in order to, you know, just to make the family run. And I'm not excusing any of it. I'm just telling you, these are the facts. Now, I want you to stop for 1 second and ask yourself, what would happen if you took these kids who have this mindset of scraping and getting by and having to take care of their own siblings, raising their own siblings and having to go get money for them and figure things out. A parent who's on drugs or having to work too much and still can't pay the bills. One parent in prison or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of circumstances I can give you. And by the way, there's a lot of black folks that have no knowledge of this either. There are some great places blacks live that don't constitute, quote, black neighborhoods. But you get what I'm saying. But I want you to imagine this, taking those children who have that mindset that if I have to, I'll take care of my parents. If I have to, I'll take care of my siblings. And they're willing to do anything. They're willing to fight. They're willing. I mean, I could tell you stories about people willing to kill for their families, and they have done it. And you look at it, Kevin, he's a killer. I go, no, you don't get the circumstances. But take those people out of that environment and give them a sane environment. Give them some structure. Give them the ability that you give to other kids that are that just have it all laid out, that have the two parents, that have the structure, that send them off to school, that they apprentice, they go work, they work as interns or whatever, and unleash them into a society. And tell me what you get. You've got gladiators on the streets of America who end up dead or in prison, or locked in some hopeless situation that they can't figure out because their environment never changes. Now, some of you say, well, Kevin, you'd work yourselves out of it. No, you don't. Let me tell you about myself. My grandparents moved me out of it. They moved me out of it. I moved to a 25,000-acre cattle ranch. There wasn't much chance to get. The only trouble I got into was pissing off a couple of bulls every now and then. And maybe the occasional rattlesnake or snapping turtle or something. But there were no other distractions out there that took me away from what I knew was my mindset. But I could have easily succumbed to the streets. That's what we call it. And the black community said, man, you got to get out them streets. When you hear that, you know exactly what they mean. They mean in the streets, there's nothing but trouble. Around every corner is a new set of trouble. So we have an opportunity in America to take some of these kids, to take that mindset and set these kids off on the right course. And that's one of the things that I want to do. And it isn't just about black kids. There are white kids that have the same mentality. There are. There are many. Look, I'm just saying we're squandering resources. And we're flying over these kids as if, you know, they're hopeless. They're not hopeless. In fact, they're far from it. And we should be looking at ways to get these kids out of, extradite them from this situation. Anyway, Barack Obama's trying to win again in Virginia. Let's stop him. The Virginia governor's race. He loves campaigning, but we need to show him that he's not what he used to be. We'll be back again.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. I hope you go there. I hope you share the links that you can get to and put them into your email feeds or whatever. If something that I say is profound, let us know. Let us know the date, the segment, whatever, because we like to know what you like. And lots going on in radio for us. And, you know, I don't know where things are going to go. It's funny. I've told many people over the past, year or so that we don't, in our group, we no longer try to orchestrate in the sense of, let's go get over here, do this or do that. If we did that, maybe we'd be farther ahead, or maybe God would still chuckle at us. But what we do is we say, it's God's plan. You know, whatever goes on in this organization is God's plan. We'll do what we do. We'll produce what we produce. And, you know, it's funny. I was doing an interview, and one of my, somebody asked me, Kevin, what do you do before an interview? And I said, I always look up right before I close my eyes and I ask God to give me guidance in what to say. And that's it. That's my prep. And generally he does. Is it as eloquent as I'd like at times? No, it never is. I don't know. I've had maybe two interviews in the hundreds that I've done where I went, that was a great interview. Because for whatever reason, I like the topic. And generally, I don't do the interviews unless I have some interest in the topic. But certain ones are better than others. For example, when the cops got shot in Dallas by the BLM guy, that was one of my best interviews. And something else happened earlier, and I was on with Tucker when he was on in the morning, on the weekend. And that was one of my heartfelt interviews. I wasn't in a suit. I was probably traveling. I looked like crap, greasy face and everything. But it was one of the best interviews because it was heartfelt. I mean, all of them are, but I'm saying that topic, whatever, had gotten me so upset that it elicited even deeper emotion. But I always ask God, you know, give me the words to say, because I'm not doing interviews because I'm trying, ooh, look at me, I'm on TV again. You know, my sons, they know, hey, Dad's on TV. It's no big deal to us. You know what you guys do? Kevin, let us know when you're on TV. For what? And I get enough mail from you guys going, Kevin, I love when you're on, man. You're just, you know, to the point. You're not, and I appreciate all that. But I promise you, I swear to you, I don't even think about, is this furthering my career or what? I'm going to do Fox and Friends on the weekend on November the 4th and 5th. The only reason why I'm doing that is because if I do get a gig on Fox and Friends, it will give me a daily conduit to represent you. To hear somebody say something to go, you know, I don't totally agree with that. I believe the people listening to us right now are asking themselves these questions. I believe when we hear an interview like what so-and-so just gave us, we leave them with more, you know, questions than answers. People are going, why didn't he answer this? Why didn't he answer that? Why were you not? You know, I'm going to call people out. And you know what? If they never invite Kevin's never coming back here. It's okay. It's okay. Because like I said, it's all God's plan. I could have been filthy rich in this business if I turned on you. I don't even, when I tell you this, I'm not even playing. If I wanted to sell out, man, I would be one of the biggest names. It might only last 15 minutes, but I would be one of the biggest names in politics. I was listening to a radio show the other day, and it was on a comedy channel, and they were bringing up Milo and all that. And I was thinking to myself, if I made one flip, you wouldn't even know who they'd be talking about me because it would be this guy flips over. And I've got this firm belief. The reason why the left doesn't want me speaking in universities and being shouted down like Ben Shapiro and these guys and Milo. And by the way, two amazing conservatives. Love both these guys. But if I got a hold of academia, I would grab it by the tail. I'd whip it like a whip and crack its neck. And they know it. And the left want no part of me. I'm not saying that, you know, Milo and Ben don't do an amazing job. They do. But let me tell you, my hard truth to these youngsters would crush them. Ben Shapiro's all of 30 years old. Milo may be the same. Let me tell you, somebody with my life experiences getting in their faces, they wouldn't even know what hit them. That's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the irony of the arsonist in wine country being an illegal. Yeah. The left got burned by an illegal. Pardon the pun. Excuse me. Yeah, they got burned by an illegal. And what's funny is the sanctuary state of California is protecting this guy. And it took the FBI, all the orchestration it took for the FBI to go get this guy is mind-boggling. It'll blow your mind. The orchestration to go get a guy who intentionally set fires to in wine country. We're talking about people that have to grow. You know, this business is not one that you go, oh, okay, no big deal, we'll stock the shelves tomorrow. You burn somebody's grapes, you burn their livelihood. You get what I'm saying? Now, look, they're all rich. These people that own these vineyards, they got money. I'm not feeling sorry for them, but what I do feel sorry for is they've made an investment. People enjoy their product, and one guy who the left wants here, he is the reason that these people have lost. How many people were killed during these California fires? I know it's been at least a dozen. And there's a guy setting them, and he's illegal, and they're protecting him. And the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, They have to go figure out the connective dots, and they find out he's a he's an illegal. And I don't know if he's tied to a Mexican gang or whatever, but he's an illegal from Mexico that they believe. And I've heard multiple things. He intentionally set him because he wanted to get back at somebody or whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm blown away by this. Anyway, I want to move on from that too, because we got a lot to cover. I want to talk about the Trump effect here soon. But before we get to that, Chelsea Handler, vile, despicable leftist, anti-Trumper, she gets canned on Netflix, and she comes out and says, I'm going to not do my Netflix show next season because I want to focus on politics. And I laughed at this because I said to myself, yeah, because everybody climbs to the mountaintop in Hollywood so they can then leave and start doing politics. Said nobody ever. When you get into Hollywood and you've made it to the top and you decide you want to become political, you know what it means? It means nobody cares about you. Jimmy Kimmel is a comic. That's what he's supposed to do. He used to make people laugh. You know what he's doing now? He's doing politics. And you know where Jimmy Kimmel's going to be in a very short time? He's going to be unemployed. He will be. And so will all the other comedic hacks that are on at late night that are doing nothing but bashing Donald Trump. What happens when you can no longer bash Donald Trump and you have to start saying good things about him and people start looking at you going, you're a fake, you're a fraud? Maybe Brad Stein, one of my good buddies who's a comedian, or Tim Wilkins or somebody will be able to get one of those slots, because those guys are qualified, they're funny, and they're not going to put politics before the laugh. Chelsea Handler, you're a hack.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4 DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Desperately need. Senator Cruz, do you want to respond?
You know, I do. It's interesting. In his opening, Bernie invoked Robin Hood. And I got to say, I think Bernie fundamentally misunderstood that story. Robin Hood was robbing the tax collectors who were collecting too much taxes from the working men and women and taking it for the rich. In Bernie's analogy, it is the Democrats who are King John and the Sheriff of Nottingham. And Robin Hood is saying, tax collectors, stop hammering people who are struggling, who are laboring in the fields, who are working. Stop taking it to the castle to give out to your buddies. You notice Bernie's going to tell you all this free stuff he's going to give. And the Democrats love corporate welfare. They love to rail on the insurance companies. What they won't tell you is that under Obamacare, the profits for the insurance companies doubled. When you have Washington giving out goodies, the big guys do great. It's the little people who hurt. It's the young people. It's the entrepreneurs. Look, when my dad came to America from Cuba, he couldn't speak English. He was washing dishes. He was making 50 cents an hour. Our economy has been the place where people can come and do that, and it doesn't work. You notice, Bernie didn't disagree with what I said, that the gap between rich and poor has increased more under Obama than any president in history.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Ted Cruz is so right that Bernie Sanders and the left, you know, they've made Robin Hood this character that robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. And he set the record straight. It's kind of like Uncle Tom. You're an Uncle Tom. And I go, you do realize he was the good guy in the book, right? And it's funny to me that these people constantly, leftists, constantly get things wrong, and they don't even bother to go, you know, don't be calling people Uncle Tom because he was a good guy. They don't correct it. It's just revisionist history now. And Uncle Tom, when people call me an Uncle Tom, I go, yeah, I'm an Uncle Tom. And the folks that do it, they're like, what? He accepts it. I do. I accept it. Now, I dare you to go read the book. And what's funny, the people that call me that, I immediately go, okay, you're just the typical dummy that doesn't understand who Uncle Tom was. Or you'd never call me that. If you want to be derogatory, you wouldn't call me Uncle Tom. It's crazy. And so here's Ted Cruz saying, Bernie's talking about Robin Hood. Robin Hood was a good guy, not because he robbed from the rich, because he robbed from the government's tax collectors. And he gave the money that they had already taken, extorted from the people back to the people. That's what made him good. Robin Hood wasn't going around saying, oh, hey, you, Mr. Farmer, you have more money than everybody else. I'm going to rob from you and go distribute your money. He didn't say that. He wouldn't have done it. But we don't. Who's corrected the record on this story? Ted Cruz finally did. Good for him. Makes him a viable candidate to move forward, you know, other than he's got some other issues, but I'm glad he corrected the record. But I want to talk about, I was going to write this piece, and it was around the stock market and around the economy. And what I was going to say to you guys is put your money in the market, because Donald Trump's going to smash the stock market. Now, the market at the time was like 22,900 and change. And I, as I started to write it, I said, "Ah, I'll give it a few days. It won't be that, you know, it'll just linger here for a bit. It'll creep up 20 points here or there." I didn't think it was going to crash to the 23,000 barrier. But the day that I plan on writing it, the very next day, I looked at the ticker. It was 23,168. And I went, crap, because I wanted to write this piece before it hit 23,000. Because you guys may not remember, it was a big deal when we hit 21. Then it was 22. Now it's 23, and it had crashed through. It didn't 23,005 and then back down, you know, like come over and then back retract. It stayed solidly at 23. So I said, okay, you know, it's happened. Let's, you know, write about it soon, because, you know, it's going to keep going. The next day, the market was 23,323 when I saw it. And I was like, you've got to be kidding. It's up another 100 and, you know, 60 points or whatever the number was. And I was like, oh. So now suddenly the post isn't even relevant, other than I was going to give a reason why the stock market is going to rise and continue to rise. That's what I was doing. I wanted to mock the left by reminding them of their predictions of economic doom and gloom had Trump gotten elected. And I was going to predict that the market would continue to rise. And I thought I had a week or so to work with. So getting distracted means that I missed the 53rd record-setting report of the stock market under Donald Trump. And it's funny that if we were having this discussion about Barack Obama, and Barack Obama artificially pumped money into the economy, $1 trillion a year, which took the stock market from wherever it was when Bush left to records for Obama. But look at the number of records that Obama had over the 8-year period. I don't know what it is. And look at the number of records that Trump has had in less than a year. 53 stock market records. Now, Obama rarely touted the stock market. He rarely did. He did at the end because it was all he had left. Because he couldn't tout it. He was pumping $1 trillion of worthless paper into the economy in order to, quote, save it, while he was doing long-term damage. And so he knew that it really wasn't the market driving up. It was the fact that he had increased inflation. And so, therefore, companies' profits sort of rose with it because they were getting more money for their products, yada, yada, yada. So it was cyclical in the sense of what he did. With Trump, it's not like that. With Trump, there's still some of that. There's a lingering effect. But the real stock market is based on exuberance. It's based on business leaders going, we feel good. And it's based on sales rising. This is a true bullish market. Now, it's going to correct. And what the left is hoping, and this is what I believe they may be setting us up. They may be trying to wait till we get to election time and then start pulling out their money. But I predict they won't. Yeah, I predict they won't. Donald Trump has charted an economic course. He willed the economic turnaround that we're now experiencing, and he set a path to make that happen. And CNN, they took the bait. They began discussing what now and forevermore will be called the Trump effect. And it was funny, when you listen to the interviews, they're like, well, Donald Trump, you know, maybe he'll do this or that, because we're not really sure what the impact of Donald Trump is really on the economy. And I'm going, really? When Donald Trump was president-elect, businesses said, because Trump got elected, we are going to start making moves. And there were many of the CEOs that said, here's why we're doing what we're doing. Chairman Ma of SoftBank, many others, said the reason why we're doing what we're doing is because of Donald Trump. They could not deny the Trump effect. And Donald Trump when I say he willed the economy, I mean, he verbalized, we will turn this around. Here's how I'm going to do it. And he set the course to doing it, put out enough feelers into the business community. And these guys went, you know what? We believe him. And he started at president-elect, folks, this started, and you're just seeing the beginning of it, and your stock market is giving you an indicator. I don't put a lot into the stock market in the sense that it ebbs and flows, and I don't want it to be used against us later. But the stock market is going up and doing what it's doing for a reason, and it definitely has to do with the Trump effect. Trump set the tone for the new America, and the business leaders felt it. And his market sets real records. Teamed with practically overemployment in an economic engine that's not just humming, it's roaring, the media shouldn't be discussing the fictitious Russia investigation, and they should be talking about this. Everybody working, pursuing happiness, you would think the media could at least take a 2-week vacation from Trump bashing just to recover, but they haven't and they won't. They hate President Trump, but they love money, and that's why the stock market is safe. And President Trump continually taunts him. He reminds him of his cabinet's competence. In a video, he discussed bringing in a former Goldman Sachs executive who took a huge pay cut in order to help the economy. And it was bold of him to rub the man's wealth and experience in the face of the left. He said things like, well, you know, you got to look at this guy. He took a huge pay cut. Look at the pay cut. Donald Trump takes no salary. I don't even know how many. I wonder how many of Donald Trump's cabinet members don't even take salaries. Have we looked at that? We should look at that. I bet you a bunch of them don't. He's saying these are accomplished guys that want to do something right. And look at what's happening, folks, when you get accomplished people who want to do the right thing. Suddenly, your market's doing well. And ironically, gold is holding its own. Even gold is still holding steady, and it normally contracts when the stock market does this well. I have to explain it another time.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute. I will be speaking at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and I'm not sure the date. It's coming up, November. It's at West Palm Beach, beautiful location, and I'm going to visit one of my sons, my adopted sons, one of my French sons, while there. So looking forward to that. Those guys reached out to me, and I think I told you the story. I'd been wondering why I hadn't spoken there before, because I see a lot of my friends speaking there, and they finally said, "Hey, Kevin, everybody's been asking, when's Kevin Jackson going to speak here?" And the guy was excited about it, and I'm excited about it. Going to the Gold Gloves in New York now that baseball will be over here pretty soon, I'll be at the Gold Gloves, and my son loves it because it's just such an amazing event. And I took him last year. He got all kinds of autographs and things. It was just spectacular. So looking forward to that. Oh, man, Ozzy's, I missed Ozzy's event. It just dawned on me. I missed Ozzy Smith's gala this year. Lots going on is all I can tell you. And I'm due to speak at a couple of other places. I know the guys up in Oregon at KYKN were trying to arrange something. I think it's the time frame is March. I don't know the outcome of that one, but that's farther in the future. I probably got four other events I'll tell you guys about since then. I'm telling you, we are booking up. I it's tough to do my schedule to do the radio show, kind of live up to my Fox commitments. And then, as I mentioned, I'll be in New York on the 4th and the 5th of November to do Fox and Friends. And I'm going to want you guys tuning in and telling all your friends and social media and all that other stuff to let people know Kevin Jackson's on the air. And it's not just as a guest. So I'm looking forward to that. Somebody asked me, is I nervous about it? I'm not. I'm not nervous about it. It's a different format. I'm going to be myself. Because if I can't do that and get up and do that job, if they wanted to hire me for it, then what good would I be, right? So I'll keep you posted on that. I want to talk about Harvey Weinstein and his cure. He got cured. Now, there's an update to the story. I'll get to that in a second. But he was out of rehab in a week. 1 week. So here's what I was looking at it. 30 years of being a sexual predator in Hollywood, and you can fix that in 1 week. Yeah, he left therapy in Arizona after 1 week. This is what TMZ had reported. The disgraced former studio head completed an outpatient program. We learned that the program involved intensive therapy for various psychological issues, and all of these problems were solved in 1 week. And his psychologist told TMZ that despite reports to the contrary, Weinstein took his program seriously. Yeah, it was like hell week for the Navy SEALs. He was holding a log over his head as they were spraying water in his face, and it was freezing cold. He's like, oh, I give it up. Yeah, I can't go. I can just see what Harvey was doing, you know, how he took the program so seriously. The psychologist told the website that Weinstein underwent counseling that focused on, quote, dealing with his anger, his attitude towards others, boundary work, and beginnings of work on empathy. And I can only imagine what happened in these meetings. Did Weinstein promise all the clinicians movie roles? Of course, after fondling their private parts and watering the plants, if you know what I mean. How stupid do these people think we are? There's no way on God's green earth that Weinstein is anywhere near close to being cured of his pathology. And if you want more insulting news, I found this out. Weinstein stayed at a luxury resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. He didn't even stay at the clinic. For all we know, Weinstein flew in hookers during the evenings, then pretended to be healed when the therapist traveled to him for his sessions. I mean, this man really is God for Holly weirdos. Because here's the deal. I've seen Dr. Drew's therapy session for the Holly weirdos. Have you seen that show? I don't remember the name of it. But they required attendees to be on site, present, and accounted for. They take away anything related to your past obsessions. So I want you to picture Harvey going to Dr. Drew's deal, and they're unpacking his bag, and he's got, you know, his little thumb drive, and they're like, what's on here, Harvey? Oh, nothing, nothing at all. And it's got, you know, rape fantasies or some sort of porn. And they're like, Harvey. They look at it, and the clinician comes back in and says, Harvey, please. This thing was full of porn. And Harvey's, I didn't know. My assistant packed it for me. Yeah, whatever. And they go, okay, what's this? You got, you know, big boob. You got breast action. You got, you know, vajayjay. You got, you know, all these magazines. The Hustler. Penthouse. Oh, I don't know who packed those. That's not my bag. I could see this guy just losing everything. He's got, you know, a little baggie that's hidden in a pocket. And they go, what's all this, Harvey? And it's got, you know, all these sex toys. Look, I'm not trying. I understand the stations I'm on, and I get it, folks. I'm just trying to make a real serious point that this guy's nowhere close to being cured. They're not trying to cure him. They're not trying to cure Hollywood of its ills. They are trying to play us. I love how they said, he showed up to all the meetings and was fully engaged. There were things that, this is what they write, there were things that triggered Weinstein's anger, and our job was to help him recognize where it was coming from and how to control it. But he was not venting about some conspiracy to get him. It was an appropriate display of anger. Really? What's Harvey mad about? I told you guys, Harvey Weinstein was the fat, ugly Jewish kid who couldn't get a date, and he resented women. And instead of pulling a, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer or some sort of crazy thing on him where he was, you know, bringing him over and killing him and we were going to dig up 30 bodies and Harvey was going to look like the nice kid on the block, you know, he took it out a different way. He said, I'll get to power. And when I get to power, I will get every one of you chicks back. Every bit of anger he has for all the girls who he didn't love before, not to, you know, get under Willie Nelson and Julio's song, but all that anger is now being played out in these starlets. But guess what? They're willing. Talked about Eddie Bernice Johnson saying, you know what, ladies, you don't have to do this. Harvey Weinstein, we wouldn't even be talking about Harvey Weinstein if every woman that went into the director's office said, I'm here for a movie. I'm here for a role. That's it. If every one of them said that, we're not even having this conversation. I'm not exonerating the man by any means. I thought about this and I said, these allegations of sexual misconduct against Weinstein represent Hollywood's version of the Clinton server scandal. See, the crime is in your face, clear to you, but the punishment is a slap on the wrist. And I've asked this question in this broadcast, I've asked it in previous broadcasts, why hasn't Hollywood outed other Weinsteins? And Hollywood and other leftists remain silent instead. They enjoy their ruse of rehab, political and otherwise. See, the Clintons have been rehabbed. That's what they want us to believe. They've gone through rehab. Bill Clinton has been through rehab. He's a changed man. The jig is up, folks, on these clowns. We know about them. We know about them. Now, I've heard, oh, no, they extended Harvey another month. You know, he's gone through phase one. Now he's in phase two. And I think to myself, really? Look, let me explain something to you folks. When I was a kid and my mother died and my grandmother raised me, etc., I resented everybody. I resented, not directly, I didn't resent whole families, but I could see there was something about them that elicited an emotion in me that I couldn't understand. To this day, I see families together and I'm like, wow, that is so cool, you know? But it made me angry that my mother left. And in relationships with women, if they left, I would be, or, you know, like, hey, Kevin, you seem kind of distant and cold. I would be like, well, I'll show you how distant and cold. Go. I don't need you. And if you think that a week of therapy was going to get me out of that, you're losing your mind. It was ingrained in me to say, to heck with you. If my mother could die, I don't need you. And I'll be honest with you, I still hold a lot of those same emotions. I've just learned how to deal with them and not let people go so quickly. You guys hear me on the radio say all the time, I don't give a crap. And I mean it. But you have to control it in the sense of, do you, Kevin, want your message out there? Yes, I do. Then you got to give a crap a little bit. All right. These guys want you to believe, these guys, that the left is healing themselves. Bill Clinton didn't spend one day in therapy, which Harvey Weinstein can at least say, I spent a week. Bill Clinton did exactly what Harvey Weinstein did on the political circle in D.C., Hollywood for ugly people, and he's done no penance. Harvey Weinstein's done a week, maybe a month. Congratulations, Hollywood. You're really fixing yourselves. You haven't told us who else is involved, who else has been hurt. These people are incorrigible.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.